在这里说几句感谢的话。
Hallelujah, let me just try. I'll share a few words of thanksgiving.
我今年决定来参加 NATS 之后。
After deciding to come to NATS this year,
我就开始在想了一个见证的内容，那就想把它定为说神训班与我。
And I thought about a testimony to share with everyone, and I entitled it NATS and Me.
但是后来就看到工作分派有我今天要带领祷告。
And then during the word distribution, I realized that I was assigned to lead this prayer now.
所以我就想说，把那个内容就缩短到最后这一次要来，就像黄传道问我们的挣扎的来 NATS。
Therefore, I decided to consolidate the content into how I came to NATS and our struggles in NATS that Peter Huang mentioned.
还是来到这边和弟兄同龄在交通之后。
But in the communion and the fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
刚好休斯顿教会今年复堂建设完成。
And also coinciding with the end of the building of the Houston Church.
所以就转了方向，说也许我应该来介绍一下休斯顿教会。
I decided maybe it is a good opportunity to share with you regarding the church in Houston.
回想休斯顿教会，它是在1983年就成立，而且建设会堂。
The church in Houston was established in 1983, even also with a chapel, a building.
它是在休斯顿比较往北的地方。
It is but a little bit north from Houston.
一栋 building 大概有就是两层楼，大概1600尺左右。
There was a two-story building about a thousand square feet.
它楼上就是当会堂，所以我们大概可以坐了大概40-50人。
And the top floor serves the chapel and can sit about 50-60.
那楼下就是餐厅、厨房、浴室这样。
And downstairs we have the related facilities, the dining area, the kitchen, restrooms.
在差不多1990年左右，我们大概只有五个家庭。
In 1990, we had only five families in the Houston Church.
还不到30人。
Less than 30 people.
我们就这样子聚会。
So this is how we held services.
差不多在1995年左右。
Around 1995,
有比较多的弟兄姐妹，那也是因为有小孩子需要有宗教教育教室。
Because there were more brothers and sisters added to our number, and because some of them had children, we needed our classrooms.
大家有觉得说，也许要去找新的教会，或者教会要扩建。
And people all had the same foresight and thought. Maybe we need an expansion of this current chapel. Maybe we need to purchase another one.
但是好像在那个时候都没有一个可以决定的决策。
But at that time, there was no clear decision or clear way in which to make this decision.
很奇妙，就突然间有个提议说我们去买行动屋。
Miraculously, someone had the suggestion of purchasing a mobile home.
所以很快大家都同意这个决定。
And everyone agreed to this decision.
所以我们就买了一个 mobile home, 隔了三间教室。
So we bought a mobile home and used it as three different classrooms.
那就这样子又过了好多年。
And several years passed, and this is how we lived in the church.
但是这段期间我们盼到了我们第一位注目传道。
During that time was that we beheld the first time ever our resident minister.
应该是在1996年。
That should have been 1996.
我们第一位注目传道陈建宏传道到我们休斯顿的。
Peter, 陈建宏 came to our church in Houston as the first resident minister.
当然，他是很鼓励我们要买会堂。
Of course, he was very encouraging of us to purchase a chapel.
但是不晓得为什么也是都没有什么找，大家也去找，可是都没有找到一个说 OK 的地方。
The members also went out and looked for a suitable place, but no one found a place where everyone would agree to or think it was suitable.
然后陈传道走了。
And then Preacher Chen left.
我们也还没有新的决定。
And we were left behind without any new decision.
周传道来了。
Preacher Cho came to us.
那周传道也是一直勉励我们。
And he also kept encouraging us.
就在差不多2000多年的时候。
In year 2000.
过了土烧了。
After year 2000.
那个时候大家就开始在很认真的就说我们要有个决案到底教会要如何。
We tried, put our minds into making a final decision after all these years to see what would we would do with our place of worship.
因为我们休斯顿那个教会是在休斯顿北边一点，可是我们的地有一万，差不多快要到。
The church in Houston is located at the northern part of the city of Houston, and we have almost 2 acres of land. So we were wondering whether we should expand our current premise, or whether we should actually move more closer into the direction of downtown. So we prayed for this matter. And in the end, we found a direction. We decided to move. And we took a map, and in it, we pinned the location of the homes of the members, and then we drew a certain demarcation line, and we said, let us find a church within this area. It was quite a struggle to look for a suitable place. Once we found a certain lot of land, it is in the southwest of Houston where there are more people of Asian descent.
它是比较南边一点，可是它就在高速公路下来，马上就到了。
Although it is in the south, there is a major highway nearby, so transportation is convenient.
那大家去看了都很喜欢。
Everyone who went to scout out this church liked it.
那就签了就买了。
Therefore, we signed a contract and we purchased it.
那因为这块地是空地。
But because this lot of land was a lot of land without a building.
所以我们要去做环境影响评估。
Then we needed to do a land survey.
然后也花了很多钱去做这些事情。
An environmental survey as well, and we spent quite a lot of money doing this due diligence.
那一切都OK，都好了。
When the report came back, everything looked good, it was OK.
但是因为我们买的时候是说， 平方尺，我记得那时候说是三块钱，一平方尺三块钱。
I remember that the cost averaged about $3 a square foot.
所以最后要买的时候就在说，哦，OK，全部有多少平方尺。
So then the calculation, how much does it cost to buy the entire lot?
就因为那块地的最旁边有一块地是那个公共设施地。
Next to this land, there is like a common utility line.
那买主就说我们要付这一块地，要付这一块地的钱。
So the owner of the land said, "No, you need to purchase that utility line as well."
但是因为是公共设施的地，是你要付钱，但是你不能用。
So that works is that you have to purchase it, but you cannot use it.
信徒里面大家就在说，我们为什么要去付这块地的钱？
And the members all had the same mind. Why would we pay for a land that we cannot use?
最后，在最后一次开会讨论的时候，
And in our last meeting and debate session,
大家就决定不买了。
Everyone decided not to buy this land.
然后又有一次，
There was yet another opportunity.
我们就找了一个办公室。
And we found a certain office building.
然后大家也觉得说很好，我们来改建。
Everyone felt this was a good starting point for our renovation.
但是因为它是办公室，所以我们要去申请变更使用目的。
But because it was an office, we have to apply for a change of function or change of zoning.
那就要去 让社区的人同意，我们可以把它改为教会。
And the way it works is that the process involves the community. The community has to approve that that commercial space will be changed into a church space.
那教会的年轻弟兄们都一直打电话去那里的公司行号住家，就去请他们说签名，签我们那张同意书。
So our members called and knocked on the doors of offices, businesses, homes in order for people to sign this approval petition to grant us to establish a church there.
我们真的努力了一年多。
We strive for a year and more.
但是最后社区没有同意。
But in the end, the community did not approve it.
所以我们也不能买。
So we could not make this happen.
大家真的非常的失望。
Everyone felt very discouraged after this.
但是也许就是人的末日，也是人的末路，也是神的带领的开始。
But when man meets a dead end, it is the beginning of God's way.
有一个姐妹，她就在一个商业的建筑买卖 website 就看到一个教会要卖。
There was a sister who saw a church on sale on a real estate website specializing in commercial buildings.
那个地点也在休斯顿教会，就是休斯顿 Chinatown 的南边一点点。
And that building in particular was at the south of the city of Houston, near to Chinatown.
那它就在一条路大路上。
It was on a major road.
然后地点就算很不错了。
And the location was actually not bad at all.
然后价钱也是我们可以负担得起。
The price was within what we could afford.
所以他把消息送给植物会以后，那时候应该就是一个我们叫做会堂的，我们叫社群 committee 啊，因为我们是要去找。
And she submitted this listing to the church circle committee, the brothers and sisters who were in charge of finding a new chapel.
所以这些 committee member 就先去看，也觉得很好。
The church building committee went and visited the place, and they thought it was quite good.
然后就信徒也去看，也很好。
After that, the members went to visit it and see it, and they also thought it was good.
所以我们开会说要不要买这块地的时候，一句话就全部通过了。
Therefore, when we had the meeting to approve the purchase, it was very simple. Do you want it? Yes.
所以我们真的是非常非常的高兴和感谢神。
Because of that, we were very joyful and very thankful to God.
那是在已经到了2007年。
And now we have already come to year 2007.
很感谢主哦，真的就神的时候到了，事就成了。
Really thank God. When God's time is here, then matters are carried out.
啊，我们五月搬进去。
We moved in May.
十一月的时候就接待了圣职人员讲习会。
And in the month of November, we held a minister workshop in our church.
那也是我们大家盼望很久的，能够为就是说举办这一类型的会在我们教会。
We had really longed to host such an event for a very, very long time.
那因为这间教会是外国人的教会。
Because this church was a church of American people.
那它是有一个很简单的厨房。
It had a very simple kitchenette.
但是没有炉子，不能煮东西。
But there was no range for us to cook.
所以很难准备餐食。
Therefore, it was hard for us to prepare meals.
而且宗教教育教室那时候大概只有四间。
And at that time, we only had 4 RE classrooms.
所以我们一买了以后，周传道也一直的勉励我们。
So after we purchased the church, Preacher Cho continued to encourage us.
他说要扩建，因为他还有空地。
Saying that we needed to expand it because there was still unbuilt land.
但是周传道也走了。
But Preacher Cho also left at the end of his term.
我们也没有做任何事。
And we didn't do any expansion work.
差不多两年前吧。
About 2 years ago.
教会就开始决定说，我们要来，因为小孩子多了，宗教教育教室真的是很不够。
Because we had many more kids now, our e-classrooms were not enough.
所以就成立一个叫做 feasibility study， 就说去研究看看我们是不是要扩建，因为那时候也有信徒提出说，就再去找其他地方。
We then did a feasibility study to see whether it was feasible to expand our current building, our current land, because some members even considered buying yet a new piece of land.
那也也研究了很久。
And this study went on and on.
最后大家终于同意说，我们就在就在这里扩建。
And in the end, everyone agreed to expand our current land.
那很感谢神哦，经过了两年。
Thank God after 2 years of that.
当然，在建一个会堂总是有吵架、争吵、分歧。
Of course, when we are building a physical chapel, there is always some quarrel, dissension, or disagreement.
但是其中让我学习到的就是不断的祷告，靠主的带领。
And one thing I learned is to pray to God and rely on His guidance no matter what.
我们就请看一下经节《使徒行传》第一章十一节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 11.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天？离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎么往天上去，他还要怎么来。
Who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
门徒就这个盼望就去。就回到耶路撒冷等候主了。
The disciples with this hope went to Jerusalem to wait for the Lord.
所以休斯顿教会也是这样子的，等候主的带领我们。
This is how the church in Houston waited for the Lord and His guidance.
并靠着圣灵所赐的力量。
And by the strength the Spirit gives.
以确切的心持定这个盼望。
And we persevere in this hope.
这一次我们在休斯顿教会可以说在硬体方面算是完成了。
We can now say that our physical renovation work is complete.
We can.
That is complete.
Yeah, 我在想在下一步我们就是要向传道们勉励的，就是求神剩下是给我们的更多的名，还有神的荣耀与我们同在。
And like the pastor encourages, now we want to set our hands to work on developing the number of people calling the God's name for His own glory.
那我临时准备了一点那个slideshow, 我想我们很快的放过去，来得及看吗
？I prepare a slideshow. We can go through the slides quite quickly. See if we can.
我们就从第一章开始。
Look at the content. Let us start from the first one.
因为有一些人没有到过休斯顿教会，我就想说，顺便这样介绍一下第一章。
Some of you have not been in the Houston church. I'd like to introduce you to it. Let us see the first slide.
这是我们主会堂。
This is the main building.
那OK, 就过去第二章。
Next slide.
那这会堂里面前面他们你看到他们站着唱诗，然后。那边就是讲台的地方。原来我们买的时候，原来教堂有一个，他们有一个很大的，就在变的做变的地乐团的地方，然后我们把它改为唱诗的地方。
This place where you see people offering hymns was originally big enough for a small orchestra, but we have changed it into the pulpit where people are singing hymns now.
Next one. Okay, 这边就是新的 dining hall 了。
This is the new dining hall.
然后我们估计，我们那天大概可以坐到150人左右。
We can sit about 150.
OK, 下一张。这是从你如果直直看过去，那个门就是副堂的门进来的地方。然后旁边有四个灯的下面，过去就是厨房。
What you see now is the same door as in the first slide, but from the other side of the door, this is the side chapel. And under the four main lights that you see in the foreground is the kitchen.
好，再过去。OK, 就是那个副堂的门进去的地方。
This is the entry door to the side chapel.
然后在最后面的那一边就是主堂。
And what is on the other end is the main chapel.
所以我们的主堂是在左边，副堂在右边。
And therefore, the side chapel is on the left, the main chapel on the right.
Okay, 那我们就介绍到此。愿我们一起跪下来祷告。
This concludes my presentation. Let us kneel down and pray together.
愿神祝福我们每一个教会都能够门神赐给我们很多的名，然后神的荣耀都与我们同在。
May God bless all the local churches to edify His name and glorify Him.